Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Amanda McIntosh. Amanda, always a pleasure to have you, and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Aiden. It's always a pleasure to be in studio with you, sir.
So we're here to talk about International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, but I think we should start out first by looking back at the QPR trainings you guys had just last week. How did those go for you guys?
Yeah, so the last 2 weeks we hosted QPR trainings. We had one in Huntington on Wednesday the 6th, and then we finished another one in Moab on the 13th, and great information was put out into the community, and that life-saving tool is now in the hands of many of our community members. So it was great.
One of the most beneficial trainings you can take, in my opinion. I mean, we talked about it last time you were in, but it's one of those just-in-case trainings.
Yes.
And it's so beneficial to have on tap because you never know when a situation like that's going to arise.
Never know. And it could happen to anyone, right? We know that suicide is not discriminatory, right? Everybody has mental health, so everyone has the potential to have a mental health crisis. And so having those tools in your pocket to lean on and to pull from, and knowing the resources locally, statewide, and nationwide that they can turn to when they need a little bit more help is super important to keeping somebody alive.
And then let's jump right into International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. That's coming up on November 23rd. And you guys have a pretty big event planned for this.
Yes, absolutely. So this is an annual event that we host in partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And Mikkel up at the Carbon Country Club is generous enough to let us use her facilities every year for this event. It happens every year, the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and it's just an opportunity for survivors in our communities to pull together and network and really learn healing and going through the grief process together, lean on one another with similar experiences, and ultimately heal.
And this is something where having a community around you as you're experiencing this loss in your life, it makes it easier, you know?
No, absolutely. You know, with suicide loss, there's an extra added layer of grief, and that's the shoulda, woulda, couldas, and the guilt and the shame that comes with losing somebody in your family to that that way of dying. And so to be able to sit in a room with people who have had the similar experiences and may have found ways that different ways of coping through those emotions is really helpful and can really change the lives of people that have this major grief.
And then something I thought really stood out about this event in particular is you are putting together a little movie presentation for all the survivors.
Yeah, so I really want to take the opportunity to highlight the people in our community that we've lost to suicide. This is something that other areas do every year where they pull pictures in and create a slideshow presentation to remember our loved one, because they're more than how they died, right? And so by being able to put faces to these people, and names, and know a little bit about them, really helps keep their memory alive in the positive way.
And if attendees have someone they want to showcase in this slideshow, how can they get these pictures to you?
Best way to do that is through email, amcintosh@utah.gov. And I just request that I have them in by the 21st of November so that I can have it all put together and put some music to it and everything by Saturday morning.
And then, you know, a lot of times at events, there's a list of stuff to bring, but this one, kind of a bit of an unorthodox list of things you should bring. Let's talk about what you were wanting people to bring to this remembrance.
Yeah, normally I don't ask for people to bring anything, right? But I really want to focus on the different modes of healing and the different things that we can lean on to help move us through hard times, such as the holidays that are coming up, right? And so our ask is that you bring a piece of art or a poem or a piece of music, a score of music or a song title or whatnot, so that we can share all of those things and what those items mean to us and how it's helped us move through really hard times, in hopes that maybe it'll inspire somebody else to lean on an art form or whatnot. We know that art is very healing. Music specifically is extremely healing. And so by sharing that with this community, we're just opening up the lines of alternate ways of grieving.
And then given kind of the bigger nature of this event, you have to register for it. What's the best way for people to go about doing that?
If they go onto Facebook, they can go onto the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County's Facebook page. It is also listed as an event for International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. Again, that event is taking place on Saturday, November 23rd, beginning at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we will be serving a brunch. So it's extremely important for people to register so that Mikkel can tell her kitchen staff how much to prepare for us. We don't want food to go to waste, but we want to make sure that everybody gets fed as well. So registration is extremely important.
Now, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just would like everybody to know that everybody's welcome. Please bring your family, your friends, anybody who has been affected by a loss to suicide. Come join our family and feel the love and support that fills this room always.
Well, Amanda, thank you again for taking the time. Pleasure as always to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Aiden.
Again, that was Amanda McIntosh, and we were talking about the upcoming International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, and that'll be November 23rd, starting at 11 a.m. at the Carbon County Country Club. To register for that event, you can find them on Facebook. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.